It's hour number two, Dennison Callahan on a Patriot Friday, joining us on the phone line, Patriot tight end Ben Watson. Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Hey, I need you to explain something to me. When Patriot opponents open their mouths and yap prior to a game, the Patriots, to a man, publicly, and maybe that's the key word, publicly downplay the importance of those incendiary words. Then after the game, after you smack them around, we come to find out that Anthony Smith and Freddie Mitchell and, who knows, maybe on Sunday, Kerry Rhodes really did fuel the fire of the New England Patriots' competitive spirits. Which is it? Does it matter, or is it something you can use?
Well, it sounds like you know the formula, huh? I mean, really, beforehand, honestly, it doesn't really matter what they say. Our job stays the same. You know, we have to prepare. We're not trying to get caught up in the war of words and all that stuff. I mean, we just want to prepare the best we can to beat our opponent. After the game, of course, you know, some of the stuff from before may come out, but, you know, we do our best, and the coaches do a good job of, you know, just telling us, look, you know, these guys can say what they want. That's their prerogative. Our prerogative is to prepare to play a good football game.
If you were Rex Ryan, would you try to change the culture? And we know people have tried before to stand up and puff out their chest and woof, and generally they get slapped down. But as an organization, he's coming into the Jets. They've had their butts handed to him by the Patriots since 2000 down there. Does it make sense, if you're Rex Ryan, to try to change the personality, to try to add some swagger, to try to change the culture of the New York Jets, to at least make his players believe they can be competitive with you guys?
Well, I think if I'm any coach and I go somewhere, the reason I'm there is to change the culture and to win games. And you do that however you think you can do it. And if just the way he thinks he can do it, then God bless him, he should do it. I mean, any coach in any situation is going to do his best to fuel his players and get them to play the best they can.
Well, Ben, do you know what Kerry Rhodes said? And if so, how did you find out?
I don't know. I know he said something, but honestly, I really don't even pay attention to it. You know what he said. If you want to fill me in, feel free.
Well, he said they don't want to just beat you. They want to embarrass you. And he also said that they were going to rattle Brady.
And he guarantees you're going to hit him more than six times.
He guarantees they'll hit Brady more than the Bills hit Brady.
Well, as a player, I never guarantee anything. I mean, people ask me all the time, you guys going to win the Super Bowl? You going to win this week? I say, I don't know. I'm not God. I don't know the future. So I don't make guarantees myself. But, you know, if that's how he feels about it, then you know, it's fine for him to say.
Well, you
I mean,
know,
we'll just have to see how it comes on Sunday.
You know your quarterback. How will he react to it? Will he bring it up in practice, in the locker room? Will you hear about it from Tom Brady?
No. I mean, we try, like I said before, we try whenever somebody comes out and says things, you know, whenever somebody says something, it's going to bother you a little. I'm not saying that we just don't hear it at all. But what I'm saying is that as a team, we try not to let it affect us to where we're playing on emotion. You know, we like to play on execution. We play on X's and O's, you know, and then the emotion fuels that once we already understand what to do and once we're performing. But, you know, you can't win football games in this league on emotions and words.
Well, you know, Ben, proof of what you just said, execution first, emotion later. A couple of years ago when Anthony Smith ran his mouth off and Tom Brady burned him at least twice, once on a screen play to Gaffney, I saw the most un-Tom Brady-like reaction I've ever seen. You know what I'm talking about, Rhett. He ran down the field, stuck his finger in Smith's face, and I don't know what he said, but I'm sure it wasn't made for...
Same thing Serena Williams said to that linesman.
Exactly. So I guess that's the formula, as you say. Execution first, then let the emotion come out.
Exactly. I mean, once you get in the game, of course, you know, all those things from the week that's built up is going to come out when you make good plays. But if you don't make plays and you just go out there and talk, you know, what's the point of that?
Hey, Ben, it's time for the big question that you've heard so many times before. We watched Monday night. You were spectacular. You had one good catch, one great catch, as clutch a catch as you've ever made. Can you do that every week now? Are we going to see that every week this year?
Hey, like I told you before about wins, I don't make predictions. All I can do is go out there and, you know, give them the opportunity and try to make the play, and that's what I'll do.
The back shoulder catch. Where would I know you probably don't rank your catches, but if you watch the replay, do you feel like that's among the best you've ever made?
Definitely. You know, just watch. You know, watching when you're in the game, you really don't think about, you know, the actual play that you made. But you know, going back and watching, I definitely think it was a great catch. More importantly, I think it was a great throw. I mean, Tom put the ball in a spot where, you know, I was the only one that had a chance at it. The defender, you know, he had no chance on the play.
Well, I know in that particular case, there was no indication, there's no time, based on where you are in the field and where Brady is on the field, for him to indicate to you he's going back shoulder. Are there opportunities as a play, not that one, develop, that he lets you know it's going to be back shoulder?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are definitely some plays, you know, mostly I think for the wide receivers where he's going to throw it back shoulder, you know, whether it's like a stop route in the end zone,
right,
or, you know, a fade that goes back shoulder where, you know, it's practice back shoulder in practice. But, you know, that play, I don't think I've ever caught it back there. But, you know, that's why, you know, you just go out there and play the game and play the play. And, you know, it's good that I was able to see him and see what he was kind of thinking. And, you know, luckily I was able to make the play. So,
all right, Ben, don't straddle the fence on this answer. What was better, your catch or Brady's throw?
I want to go with Brady's throw because he's the guy with the ball. So you always got to say the guy with the ball is better.
See,
if you ever want another ball.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We were saying Tuesday, what was better, the catch or the rundown of Champ Bailey? You used to be just the guy that ran down Champ Bailey. Now you're the guy who made the spectacular game-winning catch
football,
in Brady's comeback game on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, well, hopefully, like we said, hopefully we can add to it.
Hey, why did it take so long to take those shots down the field? I know the answer may be technical in football terms, but we were waiting for much of that game for Brady to go down the field, either you or Moss or somebody, and finally he did, and it worked. Why wait so long?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. You know, every game we come up with a specific game plan, and, you know, honestly, in that game plan, there wasn't that many deep shots. For whatever reason, the coaches felt it was best that we, you know, play the game plan that we play. You know, so every week it's kind of different as far as that goes.
Hey, Ben, do you have any explanation for us as to why the tight end historically has not been a bigger part of the offensive arsenal through the air? I mean, obviously you have great wideouts, but I look at Bledsoe had Ben Coates, who seemed to be ice cream. You know, if it was third and six and the wide receivers were covered, you know, Bledsoe to Coates was almost automatic. And it would seem to me that the Patriots could utilize a little bit more of that and make you and the tight ends a little more automatic for Brady.
I think every, like you said, every era, every coach, every philosophy is different, you know, as things go. And every team is different. Every team has a different personality. So I don't know why that is, but that's just the way that it goes. And that's how, you know, the coaches deem, you know, we can win games. And, I mean, you can't complain when we're going out there winning games. I mean, that's the ultimate goal is to put a team together that is efficient on all ends and go out there and win games.
Hey, what does former Patriot backup quarterback Kevin O'Connell know that Rex Ryan is going to try to suck out of his brain before Sunday's kickoff? What kind of questions will Ryan be asking Kevin O'Connell, and what kind of information can he spill his guts and help the Jets?
He'll probably ask him everything from signals to plays to formations to audibles to
protections,
personnel to anything he can think of, he's going to ask him.
And how much of an advantage will gleaning that information from a former backup help the Jets?
Probably not much, honestly. I mean, every team does it. Every team does it every week. You know, a guy gets released from one team, you see him on the roster of another team for that week, you know, when they're about to play that game. So it's something that's very common in the league. I mean, this is not the first time that's ever happened, and it won't be the last. So, you know, teams have dealt with it before. It's really nothing new.
And so doesn't Kevin O'Connell feel used here? I mean, if he gets released, like, Sunday night at midnight, is he going to feel used that, you know, he had no shot of play, and he's the fourth quarterback of four, and they were only there to pull the bone marrow out of
his brain? They didn't even give him any pads or helmet.
No equipment. Do you feel used if you're Kevin O'Connell?
Well, it depends on your definition of use. If he can, you know, be on the roster for a week, if, you know, hopefully that's the goal. You know, maybe he sticks around. You know, he has a shot, you know, to maybe stick around and impress somebody. I mean, you never know. So.
So do you go into week two or, I mean, go into the season, say, go into week one thinking, you know, this could be my year. You have, I don't think you've ever had 50 catches. Is that a goal? What kind of goals does a pass-catching tight end have in this offense as this year begins?
Well, your goal is I mean, like you said, I mean, 50 catches, that's a great number. You know, I've got to maybe, what, once in my career. You know, your goal is always to improve on the last year and really improve on, you know, your best year. So, I mean, that would definitely be a goal. But in the same token, I mean, your goal is to improve as a professional, improving your preparation. And sometimes even when you're prepared, even when you're, you know, playing well, the opportunities don't present themselves to you on Sunday. So in a team sport, I feel like it's hard sometimes to make a certain prediction or make a certain goal and attain it or be upset if you don't attain it because there's a lot of things that aren't in your control. So, you know, the goal for me is, you know, have a good week one, put that behind you, have a good week two, and just build on it.
Hey, Ben, dumb it down for Jerry and me here with a little football 101. When the Patriots play a team that is blitz happy, you know, whether it be the Ravens with Rex or now the Jets with Rex or the Pittsburgh Steelers, teams that generally bring a wide variety of blitz looks and blitz packages, how does that change the offensive approach? And specifically for you, a tight end, how do your roles and responsibilities change when somebody is blitz happy in a particular game?
Well, you definitely have to be alert. You know, in practice, we go through as many blitzes as coaches can dial up for us, and we're pretty sure there will be some things on Sunday that we haven't seen or we haven't practiced against because that's just the nature of the game. So, you know, for a tight end, it's obviously, you know, being alert on your routes as far as, you know, identifying coverages mm-hmm. because the safeties always do a good job of disguising their coverage, which can alter our routes. Also, you know, your hot routes when you're breaking off when there's a blitz. And then protection. Protection is going to be a very important part of the game, you know, when we don't know where the blitz is coming from and being able to identify that on the run.
Looking only at last year's games, Pittsburgh and the Ravens, are their blitz approaches similar or dissimilar, Ben?
Similar. I mean, definitely similar to the Ravens. You know, when we saw them, was that a couple years ago we saw them?
Right.
You know, they're definitely similar with Coach Ryan there. Just a lot of stuff coming from a lot of different places. When I was in college, we played. I was at Georgia and we played LSU, and they had Nick Saban, and I swear they had a blitz for like every letter of the alphabet. Mm. It was ridiculous. So it kind of reminds me of that, where you know you got guys coming from all different places.
Final question, Ben. What would happen to you about 2 minutes after you got off the phone with us? If you said what Kerry Rhodes said, we don't want to just beat the Jets. We want to embarrass them. We're going to be around Sanchez. We're going to hit them more than six times. I'm going to guarantee it. We're going to punish them. We're going to win the game. What would happen to you after you hung up the phone?
I probably wouldn't even walk into work. I'm like right in front of Gillette right now, and I probably just wouldn't even go. I probably just go in the front door and have Coach Belichick tell me to get going. But that's definitely not the program we're on.
Yeah, not a good career move to say that if you're a New England Patriot.
Yeah, definitely not here.
All right, Ben Watson, thanks very much. We'll talk to you next Friday. Good luck on Sunday. We'll be watching.
All right, thanks. Talk to you later.
All right, Ben Watson with Dennis and Callahan.